On today's episode, we are going to be discussing the number one place you should be putting all of your efforts in for the first 1 to 2 years in your practice. And it is not necessarily determining your ideal patient. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week, I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I'm, of course, your hostess, Andrea Maxim. Now, I recently saw this question get posed, and I thought it would make a great podcast episode. So today we are talking about what is the number one thing that you should be doing before you start really honing in on your business. And so what we're going to be talking about is this whole idea of either niching down or staying generalized as soon as you graduate from your college. Now, before I jump into that, I just want everyone to know that sometimes when I answer questions like this, there is no right or wrong answer. It's more, what experience do you have? What background do you have? What sort of material have you been really, really diving into? Or what sort of mentorship have you also experienced that other people may not have had? So I invite anybody who's listening to this episode that if you want to have a 30-minute strategy call with me to really make sure that how you are setting yourself up is going to be the best way for you to achieve the most success that you can in your practice, then I encourage you to click on the booking link that's in the show notes and you and I can have a 30-minute conversation. But most importantly, why I thought this episode would be so great is this seems to be a question that comes up all the time with the new graduates that I tend to work with, whether it's in the Maximize Your Clinic program, in the Next Level program, just in groups that I'm paying attention to. There seems to be this need or this urgency, which I completely understand from new graduates, to niche down, to figure out exactly how their practice is supposed to work, to have all of the pieces in line right away as soon as you graduate. And I just want to be one of the first to tell you that I am completely pitching this whole idea of identifying your unique avatar or your ideal patient avatar right as soon as you graduate. In fact, I think that that is sort of like the second thing that you should be doing after you've gotten at least 1 or 2 years of experience under your belt. I believe that the old school way of thinking about how we should be approaching our business when we graduate is always step one, figure out where you want to practice. Step two, create your ideal patient avatar. While I believe that there is some merit to that, I don't think we need to be niching down right away as soon as we graduate, nor do I think we should be spending a ton of time writing down and figuring out who Jane Doe patient is going to be that is going to dictate the way the rest of our business unfolds. I just don't think that that is the best use of your time. In fact, what I believe you should be doing as soon as you graduate is commit to see as many patients as you can in as short a period as you can. What this means is if you can be a part of 2 or 3 clinics instead of one to give you different demographics that you're going to be attracted to. In each of those practices, you will be surrounded by different practitioners, or if you're by yourself, again, it could just be different patients you're attracting. But hopefully you'll also be in places where you will have different mentorship, different networking opportunities. So when I started out in Caledonia and then Oakville. Oakville is a 40-minute drive away, so there's very little chance that there was going to be overlap. And I did that strategically because when I graduated, I said, I want to see as many patients as I possibly can in as short a period as I can to figure out how I am as a practitioner and who it is that I'm attracting. So this whole idea of needing to niche down your practice right away, I just don't necessarily agree with. And I find that the people that are giving you the advice to niche down your practice are also coming from a place where they started off generalized. And then when they decided to niche down, it of course opened up the floodgates and made their life so much easier. And I agree to that statement. But usually the people that are telling you that niching is the best thing to be doing didn't start out that way. They didn't graduate right from school and then jump right into a niche down practice. If they did, then I encourage you to ask the questions of, where did you get that level of experience? Where did you get your mentorship from? Who did you study under to get that level of confidence where you could start with a niche? Most people don't have that unless it's been something you've been reading about, learning about, researching on, practicing when you were a student. The majority of us just don't have that level of expertise when we graduate. So I want to do this podcast episode to kind of take the pressure off of those people who are just starting out. You're just trying to figure out what it is that you want to do. Now, understand that the college that you graduated from has set you up to become the best and most competent practitioner that you can be. And that is something that you should be taking to the bank. They don't teach you very well how to market yourself yet, how to use the language to attract new patients, how to write good copy that is going to attract those ideal patients that you're striving to you know, get into your practice. So take the pressure off. Get your feet wet a little bit. Get into as many places as you can. As I said, get as much exposure as you can. And in my first 2 or 3 years, I also went to every single trade show that I could to see who it was that was showing up to the trade show. Who was it that I was attracting to come to my table? I did as many live seminars as I could to figure out what topics did I present so well that new patients were booking in right after the seminar, or what topics did I love researching to make those presentations with. This is all part of the background piece to figuring out that niched side of your business. So instead of rushing into finding that one ideal person that you want to be attracting, why don't we take the first 2 years to just get comfortable with you actually accepting money in exchange for your time? Get comfortable with setting yourself up in the practices that you have chosen. Get comfortable with seeing who is engaging with you and who isn't engaging with you. That information alone is going to help you figure out and niche down your practice so much more efficiently than if you were to just choose it, hope that it works, force that square into a round hole, and then find out later that you went the wrong path right off the get-go. That is not how I want you to be approaching your practice. Now, for me, as I said, the first 2 to 3 years, I just hustled. I was open 6 days a week. I just wanted to see as many people as I possibly could. It was not until about year 6 or 7 that I realized the aspects of health that I really wanted to attract. That then brought me really figuring out who I was going to talk to, what seminars I was going to give, who, or when people were asking me if I could help them, I would specifically say yes or no because I knew what my strengths and weaknesses were. And that helped me also develop the GAP protocol, which is now a trademarked protocol that we use in the office that I have every single new patient work through. And I'm now training my employees to do the same thing. One thing that might really help with this whole idea of niching, not niching, niching as quickly as you can, whatever the case may be, is I'm sure as soon as you started training in school, I'm sure as soon as you graduated, you knew a couple of really key conditions or populations that you definitely did not want to treat. Perhaps you really love fertility and you know cancer is not something you're going to treat, or you really love working with pediatrics and geriatric population is just not the population you want to be working with. that is also helping you niche down who it is that you want to see. And that is perfectly fine. You're still generalized enough to accept the people that you want to in, but you can definitively tell a geriatric person, you do not want to treat them. You are not the right practitioner for them. Someone with a severe autoimmune condition or cancer, you can distinctively tell them, I am not the right practitioner for you. I do not want to treat you. Here's a referral. So this whole idea of rushing and jumping into one particular small area of your business when you haven't even had the experience yet to back that up, I think is kind of backwards thinking. And if you are getting advice from someone who says niching down really transformed their business, I would like you to, again, as I said earlier, really figure out what the journey was that brought them into that niche to begin with. Because I can almost bet you that they either were generalized for a few years before they niched down, they were doing something completely different, and then their niche found them, which I've certainly interviewed a few practitioners where that has happened, or a condition occurred. For instance, my mentor developed. She contracted Lyme disease, and now she is a Lyme disease specialist. So sometimes things in life will happen that will dictate your niche. And there's just certain people that it was always something that they were going to do because their family member had that particular illness, because they did a different level of schooling or education on that particular condition, and that's what drove them to niche right away. No one, and I will repeat this, no one can niche down without having some level of experience. It just does not exist, whether that be research-based knowledge or hours that they're seeing with patients. But if you have neither of those things yet, then the whole idea of you niching down is just not a good idea. And I strongly encourage you to take a step back, get as much experience as you can from as many people as you can, and work from there. Now, this podcast is a little bit black and white, and I know it isn't always that way in your business. So I encourage you to reach out to me. There is a link in the show notes where you and I can have a 30-minute strategy call and really figure out what way your business should be going. The sooner you have this call, the less likely you are to have wasted time going down the wrong path. And as I said earlier, this is not something that I want to have happen to you. So take me up on this offer. It is 100% free, and I promise you, I won't sell you on anything. All I want to do is have a conversation with you and see how I can support you in streamlining the way you are going to approach your business and hopefully take a lot of that pressure off. So take me up on that. That is the end of today's episode. I'm Andrew Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you as always for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.